Part 1. Summary and Review. Summary. Al Franken, Giant of the Senate, is an autobiography written by Minnesota Senator Al Franken. It gives background on Franken's career as a comedy writer, on his campaigns for office, and on the workings of the Senate. Franken's father was the child of German-Jewish immigrants. He moved from New York to Minnesota to start a quilting factory, which quickly failed. He then became a printing salesman, and Franken, who was born in 1951, grew up in middle-class suburbs. His family became Democrats during the Civil Rights era, in part because, as Jews, they identified with marginalized people and believed in equality for all. Franken's family wanted him to be a scientist. However, Franken discovered from an early age that he loved comedy, and he and a friend, Tom Davis, who was a year behind him at a private school, began to write skits and comedy for the school. When they became older, they performed regularly at the local comedy club. Franken went to Harvard, where he met his wife, Franny, who came from a poor family. Franny was able to go to college thanks to government assistance. Franken sees the Democrats as the party of civil rights and of economic opportunity, giving people like Franny a chance to succeed. After he graduated from Harvard, Franken continued to write, and in 1975, he and Tom Davis were hired by producer Lorne Michaels to work on the then-new sketch comedy show Saturday Night Live, SNL. SNL involved hectic, stressful late nights of work, but it also gave Franken a chance to work with talented comics like Dan Aykroyd and Gilda Radner. Franken used cocaine and other drugs occasionally while on SNL, but he never became addicted. He was slow to realize that his partner, Tom Davis, had serious addictions to cocaine and alcohol. The two worked on and off at SNL for years, also traveling with their own two-man show. Eventually, however, Davis's addictions began to interfere with his work. Franken also confronted addiction at home. After his wife gave birth to their second child in the mid-1980s, she experienced postpartum depression and became an alcoholic. After Franny came out about her addiction, Franken enrolled in Al-Anon, a support group for relatives of alcoholics. The self-help aspects of recovery prompted his famous Stuart Smalley character, who spouted aphorisms. Franken also tried to organize an intervention to get Tom Davis into rehab, but was unsuccessful, and their friendship and partnership dissolved for several years. They eventually reconciled before Davis's death from cancer in 2009. Franken wrote a couple of movie scripts in the 1990s, of which one led to the production of Stuart Saves His Family, based on his SNL character, Stuart Smalley. However, the movie performed horribly at the box office. He also was an anchor for Comedy Central during the 1992 political conventions. After he left SNL, he began writing books of political satire, skewering conservative commentators. As Franken became more interested in politics, he began doing speeches for Paul Wellstone, a Minnesota professor who won a U.S. Senate seat in 1990. Wellstone was re-elected in 1996 and ran a very close, bitter race against Republican Norm Coleman in 2002. Tragically, Wellstone and his wife died in a plane crash while campaigning. Republicans claimed that his funeral service, which Franken attended, was used to attack Republicans. Norm Coleman won the Senate seat narrowly. Franken's anger at Coleman made him start to consider the possibility of running for the seat himself. In 2003, Franken began to host a three-hour political radio show for the then-new progressive radio network, Air America.